without raising your hand or saying anything, just thinking on your own, I would ask if there's anyone here who, since they've arrived to Yeshiva, feels that in any area they've performed below their own expectations, below the standard that below the standard that you yourself set for yourself, not somebody else's standard. I imagine that there are at least a couple guys in the room who can think of some moments that we have not performed according to our expectations. And for those of you who have made it through the past couple of weeks, without those moments, it hasn't happened until now, it probably, and this is not being Potech Pelasatan, probably will be coming soon. The topic that I wanted to spend some time on, really mostly through a letter that Rav Huttner wrote to one of his Talmidim, which I'll talk about in a minute, deals with, I think it's such a fundamental point for, say, for someone who's in yeshiva, but really beyond that, it's a super fundamental point in our entire Avodas Hashem. But it is, I was thinking about whether speaking about it now or waiting some more time into the year, but I think it's so fundamental to our experience in yeshiva that it's important to put out there dafka on the table in an elul, already in an elul. Now we come to yeshiva, and I mean really all of us, anyone at any point that we're at, coming into yeshiva, we're filled with expectations, filled with dreams, and we're thinking that, you know, every seder that comes, every seder, I'm Rebbe Kiveg. Every tefillah, every shmonasrei, it's neil. Every conversation that I have with anyone this year, it's the Chafetz Chaim. And then, whether it's one day, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it may be, all of a sudden, you might realize, wow, I was missing out in sheer. I catch myself speaking in a way which is, oh, this is not what I expected of myself, what I wanted. Davening, I find myself in all kinds of foreign places around the globe, around the universe. And at that moment, there's a danger, there's a risk of a person taking coming down hard on himself, and the reaction being, even in the name of being real, like, who are you kidding? Who did you think you were? Who were you making yourself out to be? You look yourself in the mirror, like, you. Who? Where do you come off thinking that you can achieve that X, Y, or Z? Maybe the guy you see. Look around in the middle of davening, and right, you say, "Oh, you look around, you see, oh, him, whoever it is, looking to the right, to the left. They have their act together. They're focused during davening. You see during shir someone who's with it, on the ball, sharp, not letting the Rebbe get away with anything, or during seder time, plowing through the marmakomos. Oh, he's got it. Who is I thinking that I'm part of that team?" Or within any other area. Again, in the name of being true to oneself, we can end up, there's a risk, the danger of us smashing ourselves down, throwing in the towel. And here, at this point, expressing these kinds of feelings, a Talmud of Rav Hutner wrote a letter to him, to his Rebbe, to his Rosh Yeshiva, and Rav Hutner responded to his Talmud in the following letter. See on the right hand side of the sheet, this is a famous letter of Rav Hutner, the lose the battle, win the war letter, as it's usually referred to. Say it's up there in the top three of the famous Rav Hutner letters. And I would almost beg that, and I don't say it, not to exaggerate, but here, coming from a very strong feeling, take it to go. Take this letter with you afterwards, fold it up, put it away someplace, and at times of need, when on a dark rainy day, even if it's light and the sun is shining, but on the dark, at dark times, when you need you need something which will pull you out of your own holding yourself, weighing yourself down, and your own self-doubts. Come back to this letter. Rav Hutner writes, everyone has a copy? Does anyone who does not have a copy of Rav Hutner's letter? So Rav Hutner responds to his depressed Talmud. Michtavcha higia liyadi. See, Rav Hutner's beautiful poetic expression. Michtavcha higia liyadi, vidvarecha higiu lilvavi. Your letter reached my hands, and your words touched my heart. Dalecha chavivi, ki etzem michtavcha mitnagedu lekol hatiyurim hanimtzaim bo. The content of your letter contradicts all of your descriptions. What does he mean by that? I will now explain to you the content of this sentence, tochen, the content of what I mean here in this sentence. Ra'ah cholahi etzleino is a terrible problem, a sickness that Rav Hutner is yelling about in the world of yeshivas. Ra'ah, and maybe beyond, in the world of, again, of the way we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, within our עבודת השם. ראה חולה היא אצלנו שכאשר מתעסקים אנו בצדדי השלמות של גדולנו. When we're talking about the shlemus, the perfection of our leaders, of our great people, of our גדולים, הננו מטפלים בסיכום האחרון של מעלתם. All too often, אנחנו מטפלים, we latch onto the final product, the final level of greatness that these men achieved. We speak about their ways of perfection. What is midaleg? Lidaleg? Skip over. We skip over the inner battle, the inner struggling that took place inside of them. Haroshem asichateinu al hagdolim. The impression that we have of the great people is mitkabel ki'ilu yatsu mitachar hayotzer bekomotam uvetzivyonam. Well, that's what the impression is. They left the production line. They left the conveyor belt already intact, perfect form. Come out of the factory, perfect, with a label of perfect on their forehead. Hakom sochim, everybody speaks about, as mitpalim, is amazed, u'mirimim al-nes, lifts up, as an example for everyone, et taharat ha-lashon shabal ha-chofetz chayim. Everyone speaks about the perfect way, the beauty of the pure lashon of the chofetz chayim. It's shmiras ha-lashon. Aval mi yodea min kol nuchamot. Who knows and who thinks about, who spends time contemplating all of the inner battles, hamavakim, struggles, hamichsholim, The obstacles and the filah. The times, that's for us like it's the Art Scroll horror series, right? The Chofetz Chaim is speaking Lashon Hara. Right? Oh, he has nightmares tonight, right? The Chofetz Chaim will be in his struggling to get over, to conquer, to reach greatness, sometimes slip in the filot. V'anesigot la'achor shematza ha'chavetz chayim b'derech ha'milchama shalo im yitzro hara mashal achad m'ne'elech. This is just one example of a thousand. This point, this mashal of the chavetz chayim. V'day l'navon shekmodcha, says Rav Udner, a bright guy like you should understand min ha'prat al-achlal, take from this example to the other situations, other people around us, whatever it is with friends, other great people around us, whatever the example is. Hatotza'ah mizeh, the result of this problematic thinking is kishenar bal ruach, when a young man with a spirit, Bal Shifa, has Shifa, aspirations. Bal Tsisa, energetic. Tsisa, right? You say now, a carbonated beverage in Hebrew is called Tosis. It's bubble, right? So bubbly, energetic young man, Motzeb finds himself, Michsholim, Nefilot, Yiridot, he finds himself slipping, falling, messing up, failing. He ends up, he puts a label on his forehead, failure, none, right? There's the Shatul Beveis Hashem Chevra. He looks around, he says, ah, look at those tzaddikim, look at those great guys, whoever they may be, who have their act together, the Shifti Beveis Hashem, the Shatul Beveis Hashem, and he ends up labeling himself as non-Shatul Beveis Hashem. Shalafi Dimyono, Shalnaizah, what this young guy thinks is Liyot Shatul Beveis Hashem. What does it mean to be a winner? The image that he conjures up for himself is to be a successful Ben Torah, Perusho, Lashevet, Bishalvas HaNefesh, sitting in tranquility, Al Noz, Desha, Shalmei, Menuchos, sitting pretty. Peace and tranquility, and le'not me'yitzro atov, just enjoying his yitzro atov, one great thought after another, one he's just thinking Torah thoughts all day, k'derech shatzadikim, nenim me'ziv hashchina. Just imagine here in this world, these the great guys are sitting there, just like the tzadikim in the next world, sha'atroteim b'rosheim, but mesivas gan eden, in one big paragan eden party. With sitting, like the Gemara describes, well, in the next world, the way the tzaddikim are sitting with crowns on their heads. Uli idach gisa, and on the other hand, not to be bothered, aloliot murgaz meisarat hayetzer, not to be bothered at all by the storm of the yetzer hara that's pulling at him, but rather free, just completely left alone. The yetzer hara was never bothering him. Alderach, just like who is in a state of being completely free from that storm, from the pull from the Yetzer Hara digging at him. And you see already the transition that he's making already with the end of the sentence over here. Al derech hakosov shel b'mesim chofshi. Just like the dead people are chofshi, are free. They're free from the Yetzer Hara, free from being bothered. Nothing's pulling out of them. And again, you see this, the point of transition that Rav Udner is taking us already and saying that the continuation of the sentence is when you reach this state, when you're already sitting in peace and tranquility and only thinking that's it, every thought that comes into your head is pure and is holy and is positive and not bothered at all, nothing negative pulling at you, no desires, no kind of temptation, no yitzhara pulling at you. So you're already in that already. It's time to call 411 to get the number of Chavar Kedisha and take you away, because you're removed from this world. The fact of life, part of being alive, the game of life is we have challenges, we have struggles, we have temptations, where it's a process. The beauty of life is in the process of building. When it's all done, it's in essence all done. Of course we're striving to achieve as much as we can. And of course we want to recognize those areas that have to be improved on, the shortcomings, the things that we're lacking, to be able to grow, develop, to build upon them. It doesn't mean just gloss over them. But the middle ground is the balance, is recognizing. This is, again, if that the negative thoughts of the coming down hard on myself lead me to throw in the towel, and who am I thinking that I'm going to go ahead and accomplish anything great, anything serious? Why, look what a loser I am. So the person is missing the boat. It's missing, doesn't realize what it's all about. Finish up the letter. About Dalecha Chavivi. Sorry. Double sorry. Sorry for drinking in front of you when you don't have drinks, and sorry for drinking out of the bottle. Not so, especially with quoting our footnote. I really not to say that drinking out of the bottle and quoting our footnote. Our footnote was very classy. Our footnote would give me a slap if he was here. So, a famous story mentioned so. Guys, yesterday, I think I mentioned it. When Rav Hutner was once on a plane that was hijacked by terrorists to Jordan in around 1970. I don't remember the exact year. Around 1970, Rav Hutner was nifter in 1980. Around 1970, and the terrorists held the plane. They held the plane in Jordan, and they took everyone. They took all of the Muslim Jews off of the plane. They ended up blowing up the planes after they took everyone off, and eventually there were negotiations, and they were freed a while. It took a while. But during the captivity, when the Hutner was helped in the captivity, after a couple of days, the terrorists realized they started getting all kinds of messages, all kinds of different places in the world. These activists on behalf of Rav Hutner were, they didn't realize they had such a serious rabbi on their hands. They have some kind of a serious personality or a serious rabbi. They wanted to try to treat him with more respect. So everyone else, they'd given water to drink, and they brought a glass of Coke to Rav Hutner. They brought it to Rav Hutner. Rav Hutner looked at him, and he went and pushed it back and said, "Where's the ice?" Drink a glass of Coke on the ride. Well, I brought ice and brought it back. So mechilas are fun. Aval dalecha chavivi, sheshoresh nishmatcha, the shoresh of your neshama is not in the peace and tranquility of the Yetzer HaTov, ela dafka milchamto shel Yetzer HaTov. The opportunity is dafka in the battle, in the struggle of the Yetzer Tov. That's where you're going to grow. That's where you become who you are. Umichtavcha hayakar hanilvav meid kemeya eidim ki achem lochem ne'eman ata b'tzivotav shel Yetzer Tov. By the fact you wrote this letter and you're so bothered and you're breaking your head. How can I achieve? What can I do to grow? And you're so filled with a passion towards developing and growing in your avodas Hashem. So it's made kameya edim where you're at. Ba'anglit omrim, lose a battle and win the war. Bivadai shein chanechshal. Yeah, you mess up sometimes. Va'omed liot nechshal. You're gonna continue in your future. You're gonna end up messing up. And this is where I stole the word. Line 4. Ein bazem yishom p'tichat pel ha-satan, says Rav Hutner. I'm not getting no ein hara here, and I'm not being poteach pel ha-satan when I say that you're going to mess up in the future. It's going to happen. Those are the facts of life. That's how us human beings operate. We end up messing up. Sometimes you can fall big time. אבל אני מבטיח לך שלאחר הפסד כל המערכות, after all of the battles, תצא מן המלחמה, you'll leave the war, כשזר הניצחון על ראשך, the crown of victory will be on your head, והטרף החד מפרפר בין שין שיניך, and the prey will be quivering between your teeth. Lose battles, but win wars. Finish off the letter. Hachacham mikol adam Shlomo HaMelech teaches us Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. We're all familiar with that pasuk. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. The tzadik falls seven times and gets up. What's pshat in the pasuk? Says Rav Hudner, simple things, or even says in even a little bit sharper. He says the tipshim think that pshat in the pasuk is the tzaddikim, sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam, is so great, they're so amazing, they're so perfect that no matter what happens, they fall and they get up again. They're Superman. They fall and they get up again because, as I said described before, they came out of the factory, out of the production plant already, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu already, with their completely perfect, they have their act together, showing. So now it doesn't make a difference what happens to them. They're going to get up. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Says Rav Hudner, no. Elama. Rav Hudner explains. The pasuk Shlomo HaMelech, Hachacham mikol adam, is telling us, Chevra, do you know how you become a tzadik? Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Even though he fell, and at that moment he can go either way. He can get depressed, he can come down and say, you loser, who do you think you are? No. He does not take no for an answer. He gets up again. And he gets up again, and again, and again, and again. And then he becomes the tzaddik. The way towards becoming a tzaddik, the path towards becoming a tzaddik, is al yedei, the sheva nefilos, but knowing the secret of getting back up on your feet again. Not taking no for an answer. Being a stubborn Jew. And keep on going. When we're marching out of Mitzrayim, Amalek is there right away. Say, Amalek. Gracious Goyim Amalek. Gracious. Gimel Ayim. Rega. One second. Well, who do you, Rega, who do you think you are? And we don't take no for an answer. Keep on marching into Eretz Yisrael. The sky is the limit. And this is challenging. At times it seems impossible. At times it's almost supernatural. At times it's a nis. To be able to get up again and keep on going and to leave things behind. I remember hearing from a friend of mine a couple of years ago, described a very powerful, gave over a very powerful discussion, conversation between the Ger Rebbe and one of his chassidim. So a chassid who was close to the Rebbe and really was able to open up in front of his Rebbe. Really, and even in a very private matter, in a difficult situation, he just opened up, a little bit broke down, a little bit opened up, and speaking to the Rebbe and told the Rebbe about, falling big time. He fell asleep. He was described a situation where he had, at work, I've gotten involved in, won't know the details, but he got involved in a relationship outside of his marriage with a woman who worked in his a woman in his workplace, and he started crying. He said, Rebbe, what can I do? What? How can I? And he started, Rebbe, I'll do anything. I'll do anything. Just tell me what do I have to do for kapara? Now he's like ready to fast 100 fasts. a thousand days of seeking. Just tell me what to do to kapara. The Rebbe looked at him and said two words. So you know what you have to do? Go. Move on. Now this is your challenge. Now your challenge is to move on. Maybe at a later point you can come back and you can think and you want to raise yourself up. For right now, your challenge is to be able to move on, leave this behind you. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kar, getting him back up on his feet. And at these moments, sometimes there's a very fine line between in the tshuva process of really looking at ourselves carefully and putting, it's a little bit scary sometimes when we really look at ourselves in the mirror, really put ourselves under the microscope and ask, who are we? Sometimes we discover things that aren't so comfortable to discover, aren't so comfortable to face. The wisdom there at those moments is, again, moving on, being able to work at fixing up what has to be fixed up. But knowing, being real with ourselves, and knowing that if the attitude of depression, of pulling ourselves down, it'll end up being destructive. And as the piece that you have here, and you've read it already in the minutes that we've had, the piece of the Baal Shem Tov here on the piece, a classic piece of Chassidus, speaking about how sometimes within the Yetzer Tov comes, Baal Shem Tov describes that the Yetzer Tov comes in, the Yetzer Hara, comes in the mask of the Yetzer Tov. Like, who do you think you are? And weighs us down with guilt, which ends up being destructive because it doesn't allow us to be productive and achieve what we're meant to achieve. And again, not to gloss over, I mentioned some of these points a little bit last night when we were discussing some ideas in Rav Kook. The message here is not, don't worry, be happy, it's all good, and just sing and dance and eat chant and it'll all be great. Sometimes the Misnagdim try to portray the Chassidim as saying, just go ahead, simple, and that's it. That's not the point. The point is balance. I'm always amazed and appreciating on a deeper level, the beauty and the chachma, the wisdom of balance. The balance of being able, yes, on one hand, to be real and to truly, really recognize the things that have to, the points that have to be addressed, but at the same time, along with that, being able to pick ourselves up and keep on going. And that's the idea that Rav Kook expresses here on the bottom of the page. This description of, again, within it's the paradox of Elul, or the paradox of the tshuva process, that on one hand he's describing, on one hand, tshuva brings along a calling to us to look at ourselves more carefully. But when we do that, we start to find this problem, that problem, and that ends up causing frustration, depression, which can end up being counterproductive. And the chachma, though, is then to use that light, as Rav Kook describes it, Orot HaTshuva, the light there of the process to be able to give us energy, to keep on going, even though we've come into contact with these sour notes, the points that have to be cleaned, ironed out. But this is the game of life. Getting ups and downs. One of the famous situations of symbolism, of situations which is used as symbolism of our Avodas Hashem, is that Yaakov Avinu going down to sleep near Beit El and the Sulam, the Malachim going up and down. So Sula, first of all, Sula Mutzav Aretzav Roshav Magia Shemaimu, and this ladder of connection between Shemayim and Oretz, Oretz and Shemayim, First of all, there's a sulam. There's a ladder. Step after step. It's a process. And again, as human beings, I know sometimes people say nowadays, I think that it's probably, maybe nowadays, since 5,771 years. Nowadays, since man is in existence, we man, the nature, more than nowadays, it's the nature of human beings. We want, when we want something, when do we want it? We want it now. When we want something, it's always now. You never want something later. You want it now. Right? So we're pulled, we're prone towards now thinking. And now ends up being the idea of process to another level, or ups and downs, Sheva Yipotzada, is more complex and it's frustrating. And so we have to realize there's a ladder here. And we have to realize as well that there's ups, there are ups, and that there are downs. This is the concept, it's a concept which appears in Chassidus. The concept, the context is from Malachim as well, but not with Yaakov Avinu, but rather in Sefer Yechezkel. The pasuk says, on the left hand, upper left hand side of the sheet, V'hachayos, we'll be referring here now to, not to animals, and not even people like acting like animals, but rather to referring to the malachim. Hachayos ratzo v'shal. The malachim were running forward and then back. So this is the concept. Has anyone ever heard the term ratzo v'shal? The concept which appears a lot in Chassidus, ratzo v'shal, taken from this pasuk. The malachim go forward and back. Used in one line to this is it could be another title for the topic that we're talking about. Ratzo v'shal. This is how life, the process of our development works. It's a step forward, half a step back. A step forward, half a step back. A step forward, back and forth. That's when things are going well, towards productivity. When things are not going well, right? So half a step forward and then a step back. Half a step forward and then a step back. Ups and downs. But the ups and downs are not an indication of failure, but it's an indication of a pulse of life. That's the idea that Rav Nachman here, Likutei Maran, is talking about. Ayin Sham, the ups and the downs. Rav Nachman speaks a lot about this, a lot about the ups and the downs and getting up, never taking no for an answer, and always, no matter what, getting up. He says that even. In extreme ways, sometimes at the tachlis, he says, the tachlis of the yirida is aliyah. A yirida is all about an aliyah. It's part of the process. Sometimes we fall in a bad way, and from that pain, emotional, spiritual pain that we feel at the down, that motivates us afterwards to spring up and accomplish. And sometimes those points, you know, you have here on the sheet an example from Chachma of the World, from Joseph Campbell. Where you stumble, there your treasure lies. Sometimes again, lines in English we catch more easily, but if you want to look on your own, in the Rav Tzadik HaKohen Lublin, in the Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik, Os Mem Tes, says that when a person falls, he says, oh, so, beautiful idea, powerful idea. When a person falls, that's your indicator of where your godless lies, right? So no longer the same lies. That's a calling. It's telling you the place where you fall. It's like in a battle, in a war. The points of where is the buildup of where the points of greatest build-up of troops, where the clash, or lose the battle in the war, where the main clashes take place, at the most strategic points. The most strategic points are the ones that is the greatest build-up of troops on both sides, and that's where the greatest battle is taking place. So the truth says, Rav Tzadik, within us, the points of greatest struggle, is calling our attention to the fact that we're always looking for where our success lies, where we our unique qualities lies, our talents, our calling, the points of struggle are the points that definitely there when we end up when breaking through and successful, we really hit the maximum of who we are. These are finally the two sides, 1 minute that we have left. By the way, I forgot to mention before, if you guys can fill in your email addresses over there, it would help. On the sheet that's hanging out over top of them. This is the finally, going into, I know I'm going to Rosh Hashanah, the call of the shofar. These are the two sides of the trua of Rosh Hashanah. The trua, Yatzar Nachon, of the shofar. The trua on one hand, trua is a lashon of smashing. Tiroeim b'shevet barzel. We're smashing, we're involved in the shofar. It's calling us, the tshuva process. We're smashing ourselves over the head and coming down hard on ourselves and looking at every single point of this weakness and that weakness. Smashing of the shofar. Trua tiroeim b'shevet barzel. Mitzad sheni, the opposite. That same lashon of trua in Bamidbar Chav Gimel, Hashem Elokav Imo Utruas Melech Bo. The trua is the calling, the announcement of the king coming. It's the royal trumpet. The royal trumpet. The other side of the coin of the trua. And this is the shofar. This is the trua process. On one hand, it's smashing and it's parts that are uncomfortable, but at the same time, the chachmah of getting up and discovering the nobility within each and every one of us that will enable us to reach the highest places, getting back up on our feet. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam, levai bezat Hashem, we should all be zochah, to keep on getting back up, the al yedei zeh, reaching higher and higher levels.